His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, the soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hails and smells of North America. And even though we're behind enemy lines, and even though that we have suffered much and that we are experiencing much right now in 2011, I'm happy to be able to talk to my family in the Black Nation from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio, the most hard-hitting, most revolutionary, most unrelenting Black nationalist, Black power, Blacktastic radio show anywhere to be found on any radio station, dial, internet radio, or anywhere in the hells and smells of North America, and really the world. I give thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, who answers to many names. And I bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, there is but one God. And anything that we can do with our lives, we can find nothing more rewarding to do than to struggle for the liberation and salvation of our people. And so we have to give thanks in this liberation struggle to all of those who have come before us, all of those who have laid a trail, laid a path, blazed a path, so that we can be dignified black men and black women here in today's time, and we can have an example of freedom fighting and struggling, and an example of how to overthrow the oppressive shackles and those who would like to tackle us and keep us in this condition. Giving thanks to every one of our elders and those who have paved a way for us to be free, and those of us who have laid the tracks for us to have some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that this cold, blue-eyed, Caucasian pale face has kept from us ever since we were brought here to the shores of North America. I give thanks to every single Panther Regiment, all the way from our civilization and motherland of Africa, the origin, the original Panther, and the original warrior from Africa, all the way to those who have been fighting on the slave ships, fighting once they hit the shores of the Caribbean, fighting there in Jamestown, Virginia. And we're thankful for that spirit and that stance of freedom fighting and liberation that took root in Stokely Carmichael, later to be called Kwame Ture, and the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, otherwise known as the Black Panther Party. Thankful for the Northern California chapter of the Black Panther Party and those who organized with those brothers and sisters to keep that spirit of liberation and freedom fighting alive. We got to give thanks, of course, as we're in this month of October, as we're just now celebrating the 45th anniversary of the Black Panther Party from Oakland, California, 1966, giving thanks to Chairman Bobby Seale, the Honorable Comrade Minister Huey P. Newton, giving thanks to Communications Secretary Kathleen Cleaver and Minister of Information Eldridge Cleaver, and giving thanks to Comrade Asada Shakur and all of those from New York and all of those from Detroit and all of those from Ohio, all of those that was in Florida, and all of you who carried the line and held the line and said that if Huey dies, then sky's the limit. He said black power for black people, all power to the people, and off the pig. We give thanks for you who struggled from 1966 all the way up to the last drop of the Black Panther Regiment of Oakland, California, all the way up into the early 80s, all the way up into the early 80s, and even up into the assassination of the Honorable Comrade Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton. And we're thankful for those who carried the flag, the bloody stained flag, and would not let that Panther spirit die, and wouldn't let that Panther regiment die, but knew and understood that as we were introduced to Reaganomics and the black community was decimated with crack cocaine and decimated with biological and chemical warfare, that we had to intensify the struggle, that we had to go to our African-centered theology and African-centered roots, our African-centered teaching. We had to, as it says with Harambe, pull together. We had all pulled together. And so we're thankful for those who came up in 1989 underneath the name of the New Black Panther Party out of Dallas, Texas, giving thanks for those who came up under the name of the Black Panther Militia with Brother Mamoja, Brother Mamoja Abujam, and those who came up with Brother Michael McGee out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we got to give thanks, of course, for those who may be unknown who have fought in that spirit and that tradition of the Panther Party. And, of course, we would be remiss and we'd be derelict if we didn't thank one who God placed in the right place at the right time, who began to roll with the New Black Panther Party around 1996 in the mid-90s and ultimately became the national chairman in 1998 and all the way up until 2001. We call him the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we give thanks for the warrior lawyer, a man who was the longest-standing chairman of any of those regiments, a man who has carried the legacy and carried the tradition of freedom fighting here in the hills of North America, a man who has not tired and not gotten weary in the struggle, but he has intensified the struggle, and he has done as the Honorable Comrade Minister Huey P. Newton has instructed. He has done as the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, has instructed. He has begun to pull us together. He has begun to pull us together as a united front for the liberation of black people, knowing that no one man, no one woman, no one organization can even begin to, as Honorable Comrade Huey P. Newton say, put a dent in the establishment of white supremacy and the racist mindset of white people, that no one man or one woman can do it, but that we have to all come together and begin to dent this white power structure and begin to overthrow these oppressive shackles that are on us as a people and begin to organize for black self-determination, liberation, and salvation, and have a land of our own, black laws of our own, black power of our own, black tradition of our own, and black establishments of our own. And it takes more than just one, and so that we all come together, and that we all must come together. And so we give thanks for the warrior lawyer, the attorney at war, our comrade, brother, and soldier, and freedom fighter, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is not only the co-convener of the 2005 Millions More Movement, but he is the spearhead and the convener of this beautiful, beautiful black power movement in the spirit of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, in the spirit of the Black Panther Party, in the spirit of the Deacons of Defense for Defense. We're talking about the Day of Action movement. That man, that black man is at the center of all of that. The New Black Panther Party, the vanguard part of the black nation, is at the center and the spearhead of all of that you see here in the hills of North America. And so it is my job, Brother Sean Kwali, your national spokesman, to introduce you to this black liberation struggle and to introduce you to what we call the freedom and liberation struggle of our people, the liberation struggle for the minds and hearts of black people. I'm talking about black men and black women. We are in such a hell of a condition now that we don't have a choice but to unite. As you just witnessed, the state-sponsored execution of our brother, Brother Troy Davis, a state-sponsored murder and assassination of our brother, Brother Troy Davis, the cold-hearted, cold-blooded, but historically in-line assassination of a black man who had been proven innocent, who all of the facts and everything that was presented that showed that there was at least, at the very least, reasonable doubts for Brother Troy Davis' stay of execution. But the white man, the white power structure, the racists who are in charge of the state of Georgia, the Uncle Tom bootlicking Negroes who are in charge of the state of Georgia, the authorities in Georgia, they didn't care nothing about reasonable doubts. They didn't care nothing about the facts that were presented. They didn't care anything about the constitutional right and Bill of Rights. Only thing that they cared about was bloodshed. The only thing they cared about was murder. The only thing that they cared about was destruction and destroying a black life. And so in the face of all of the facts, in the face of all of the facts, in the face of everything that was presented, they went ahead and executed our brother, Brother Troy Davis, and took another black life. And so even with all of the protests, with all of the outcry, with all of the demonstration, with all of the calling up of the local Georgian authorities, with everything that took place and everything that went on, they didn't give a damn about that. And so that is a sign. That is a divine sign to show you and I, to show us that it does not matter how much you picket, doesn't matter how much you demonstrate, doesn't matter how much you march, doesn't matter how much you talk about what must be done. If you're not organizing in 2011 to get some of this good earth to call your own and to fight those who are oppressing your and my people and oppressing black life and indigenous life and people all over this planet, if you're not organizing, then they're going to trample over you. They're going to mow you down. They're going to kick in your door. You're going to be defenseless. You're going to be in a position of cowardice and in a position of weakness because you're not training. You're not organizing. You're not unifying. We're divided amongst ourselves, and we're in sections and in sects and parties, and we have not yet come together as a united front and a united force to fight back and beat back our enemies. What is so tragic in this, brothers and sisters, is that many of you, my black brothers and sisters, you believe that you're powerless against the white power structure. You believe that you're powerless against these bootlicking buck dancing Negroes. You believe that you're powerless against the oppressive conditions of the black community. But I'm here to tell you that the new Black Panther Party is here to give you an example of how to fight against the conditions of our people. The new Black Panther Party is here to show you how to struggle against everything that you see in your community, to struggle against state-sponsored terrorism, to struggle against state-sponsored drugs and chemical warfare in your community, to struggle against inadequate housing, to struggle against no health care, to struggle against the racist courts and the attorneys and the bailiff and the judge, to struggle against no self-defense, no real protection, not able to be able to call 911 and get real protection. The new Black Panther Party is here to show you that. And so we have, by the grace of the black God, the God of our forefathers and foremothers, that's what I said, we have been able to show you through this Black Power movement and this Day of Action movement and this United Front for the Liberation of Black People what it means to freedom fight in 2011. Some of you get mad with the new Black Panther Party, and you criticize Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and you say, well, you all are not doing it the exact same way that the Black Panthers of the 60s did it. You all are not doing it in the same fashion, and those who were in the Huey P. Newton Foundation, that they came out and they denounced you all. Let me tell you something, fool. There is no Panther regiment that has done it the exact same way as they've come up in history. No Panther regiment has copycatted another Panther regiment. Only thing that we can do is take the good lessons and the good morals and the good spirit from the regiment before us and build on that and advance the liberation struggle. You don't have a revolution that copycats the revolution before it. There's no copycat revolution, because by the time that you go to copycat that revolution, your enemy, who is alive, thinking, breathing, enemy and alive thinking, breathing oppressor has already put in place strategy and put in place plans to thwart and overthrow your revolution. The Black Panther Party of the 1960s, with all respect due to every one of them comrades, they didn't have to deal with no Homeland Security. They dealt with COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program of the United States government by the FBI. They dealt with that. They used frame-ups and wiretaps and trickery. They used deception. They used imprisonment. They used slander. They used vilification. They used all of that. But that was a program that they dealt with that was not known at that point to the public until much later on. And so we have the benefit of knowing about COINTELPRO. But the Black Panthers of the 60s didn't have to deal with no Homeland Security. The Black Panthers of the 60s didn't have to deal with no Patriot Act. They didn't have to deal with no warrantless searches and things like that on a scale like we deal with today. They didn't have to deal with that. They were able to use them law books. And the Honorable Comrade Minister Dr. Hugh P. Newton used the law book and used things that was able to overthrow that was on, that which was on top of him. But now that this white man has said to hell with the law book, now that this white man has said to hell with the Constitution, now that this white man has said to hell with the Bill of Rights, we got to intensify the struggle. And we got to struggle a different way. We got to struggle from the grassroots on up to the top. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying out here. It's got to start from the grassroots on up to the top. And so, black man and black woman, stop with your wanton criticism of the new Black Panther Party. Stop. Just criticize the new Black Panther Party because the white man and the bootlicker niggas tell you to criticize the new Black Panther Party. Join on to the new Black Panther Party, because even if you wanted to join on with the Black Panther Party of the 1960s, you couldn't do it because the white power structure decimated our brothers and sisters, eradicated, militarily destroyed our brothers and sisters. You couldn't go to no chapter and form no Black Panther chapter today because they decimated the organization. So we, under the leadership of Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, we have picking up this bloody stained banner. Many who said they was down for the liberation struggle, they dropped the ball. They let the flag drop to the ground. They won't pick the flag back up, and they won't run with this flag no more. Many of you who said you was with this black liberation struggle, you done got old. You done got worn out. You done got, as the black power general say, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, you done got shell shocked. You done got battle fatigue. And so now you don't even want to mention Panther no more. You don't want to talk Black Panther politics no more. Many of you who used to be cold-blooded revolutionaries and used to be cold-blooded warriors and used to be cold-blooded scholars and soldiers in this battle, now many of you have become members of the Democratic Party. Many of you have become members of the Republican Party. Many of you have become a part of politics that had nothing to do with the black community at all. And so it is us who is here putting this black agenda to your face. We're putting this black liberation struggle right in your homes, putting it right in your school systems, putting it right in your lives, putting it right on your job, putting it right on your hearts. And we're not going to back down. We're not going to punk out. We're not going to let up at all. We're going to intensify and increase the struggle. I know that's scary to some of you all. Some of you old punctified Negroes, some of you old ultra uber religious Negroes, and ultra uber extra spiritual Negroes, that scares some of you all because you don't believe in actual freedom fighting along with your faith. You don't believe in being spiritual along with your struggle. But you have a beautiful example in Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. You have a beautiful example in the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. You have a beautiful example in the new Black Panther Party that we are brothers and sisters from different walks of life. Brothers and sisters from different spiritual backgrounds, brothers and sisters who have traveled from many parts of the globe, many parts of the earth, many, many cities we come from, some in the south, some in the north, some in the east, some in the west. But when we talk about this 10-10 program, when we talk about the liberation and salvation of the black nation, we talk about raising up a nation of our own because we understand that this decadent American white society ain't built for us. We can all agree on that. No matter if you have an East Coast accent, a West Coast accent, if you're from a Detroit and got Detroit, a North accent, or you're from the Midwest like myself and got a Midwest slang, make no difference where you come from. When we start talking these politics, you already know what we're talking about. So now, as we have successfully accomplished April the 23rd, our first day of action, we have successfully accomplished June the 25th, our second national and international day of action, and we have successfully accomplished October the 1st, our latest installment of the Day of Action movement. Now, some of you are foolishly running around talking about what do we do now. You got to be a fool in 2011 to be talking about, after 3 days of action, national and international days of action, what do we do now? There should be no member of the new Black Panther Party that lets those words, that phrase, roll from your lips. There should be no member of the new Black Panther Party, no member of the Black Liberation Struggle, no member of the United Black Front, United Front for Black People, who lets that phrase come from your lips. What do you do now? You don't have complete freedom, black man and black woman. I don't have complete freedom. We don't have a right to say, what do we do now? And we've only had 3 national and international days of action, but yet our community is still in the condition that it's in. As good as our days of action are, they are just the beginning. They're just the start. They're just the initial motion from to break the inertia of a people who have suffered for 400 years and who have been inactive. It's like being in a basketball game and you've been riding the bench for 400 years, and now you decide to get up and you want to play in the game and shoot a couple of hoops. That ain't going to win you the game. Black man and black woman, we got to get into this game and get into this fight and get into this struggle. And you must now begin to take a second look at the mission of the new Black Panther Party. Take a second look at the program of the new Black Panther Party. Take a look and take a re-examination of our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and take a re-examination of yourself. If you in 2011 are suffering from Herman Cain pain, talking about you'd rather be called a African American or a Black American, pardon me, you'd rather be called a Black American than an African American, then you need some pain medicine. This fool, this old bootlicking Tom Herman Cain, running around talking about he'd rather be called a Black American than be called an African American. Let me break him all the way down. Number one on the list, black man and black woman, you got to have your own identity. You cannot identify yourselves by the identification put on you by your open enemy. You can't identify yourself by that which was put on you by those who refuse to let you call yourself by your original names in the first place. African American, that does not define who you are. That's what I'm saying. African American does not define who you are. Black American does not define who you are. First and foremost, as our great Baba and scholar, El Haj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omar Wiley, Minister Malcolm X told you, you're not even an American. We are not even Americans. We live in the hells and smells of North America. But we are not Americans. We are not American citizens. American citizens don't have to have 13th, 14th, 15th amendments and bills of rights. And they don't have to have none of that. If you are a naturalized citizen, you are due the responsibilities and the rights that are afforded to a naturalized citizen. So the fact that you have to picket, the fact that we have to march, the fact that we have to demonstrate, the fact that we have to have occupy the hood and occupy Cleveland and occupy New York and occupy this place and all that type of stuff, that tells you you are not an American citizen. You don't see American citizens doing that. You see American citizens going to work, having dinners and living good and eating good and living a good life. That's what the American citizens are doing. Those who are real American citizens, they are not in the same tax bracket as the black man and black woman in the hills of North America. They are not in the same tax bracket as the indigenous people in the hills of North America. You must understand that you have to separate yourself from the mentality of the American citizen. Well, you say, Brother Sean, if I'm not an American citizen, who the hell am I? That's the question that we're here to talk to you about, black man and black woman. Who the hell are you? As we open up the show, talking about, we give thanks to our ancestors, and we give thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers. You got to know that you are a part of them. Some of you right now in 2011, you are still ashamed to connect yourself with Africa. You are ashamed in 2011 to connect yourself with Africa. How in the hell can you be ashamed to connect yourself to Africa when Africa has given every civilization, the operating modus operandi. It has given them the playbook and given every civilization the playbook by which it thrives by. How can you be ashamed to connect yourself to Africa? You are ashamed to connect yourself to Africa because your enemy, the racist white man, has presented you with negative images of Africa, presented you with images of black men with bones in their nose and black women with bones in their nose and naked black women pregnant, dirty, and fleas and flies and filth running around from the black man and black woman. So it's up to you now to research for yourself. It's up to you now to travel and take that trip in 9,000 miles and go back to your motherland. Get on back home and see for yourself that these racist white folks have lied about you in my history. It's up to you now to open up the book if you can't get on that plane and travel across the sea to go and research your scholars like Dr. John Henry Clark and Brother Ashwa Kwesi and Dr. Yusuf Ben Yochanan. Yusuf Ben Yochanan and so many others, and dig into the lessons of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. It's up to you now to research those who was telling you the truth. And that goes without saying for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Malcolm X and Minister Farrakhan and all of those who have put some jewel of wisdom or left some jewels of wisdom for our people to pick up and make a pathway for themselves. It's up to us now to research that and to dig into that and to expose the lies and the trickery and the deceit that this racist white man has put on our people. Because once you begin to understand the truth about who you are, that you are not an American, you are not a black American, that you understand that you are a prisoner of America, Herman Cain, when you understand your people's plight and your people's condition and your people's position in this world, you understand that you are not a black American, but that you are one of the victims of America, as Minister Malcolm said, one of the captives of America. You are one of those who America has shackled and tackled and brought over here on a westerly course and took you away from your name, your language, your culture, religion, your God, your folkways, your foreways, your norms, and the power of your own being, and put you in a position to make you buck dance before the world. When you know that, then you know your position in this battle. You know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You know how you want to maneuver, how you want to build, how you want to organize, because you understand that if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it. It has been this kind of mentality that has kept our people away from the New Black Panther Party. It was that same kind of mentality that kept our people away from the Black Panther Party of the 60s and Lowndes County. It was that same kind of mentality that kept people away from the Deacons of Defense. That same kind of mentality that kept people away from SNCC and kept people away from the Nation of Islam, kept people away from the Moore Science Temple, kept people away from institutions of comedic learning that would teach our people their true history and herstory. It is that type of mentality that we are here to kill today. I make no bones about saying kill when I say kill. We are here to kill the racist white American power structure. We are here to destroy, overturn, overthrow, and thwart everything that keeps black people in this oppressive condition, including other bootlicking, buck dancing Negroes with black skin. Yeah, we got Herman Cain Payne. As Herman Cain is proposing a 999 plan, he say he's proposing a 999 plan. I say to every black man and black woman, son and daughter of Africa, that you should be smart enough to turn them nines upside down and say it's a 666 plan. Herman Cain's plan is a 666 plan filled with the mark of the beast. Now, see, it's the same as they've done in slavery, that they know that you genetically are superior, that you genetically and historically are dominant to the white culture, that they know who you are. And so since they can't handle you, and they can't deal with you, and they can't chase you down and track you down intellectually or physically or even morally or spiritually, that now they have to sick one of their own on you and me. They are sick one of their own on you and me. They are sick a man like Barack Obama on the black nation. They'll send a man like Barack Obama. They'll give him the go-ahead to bomb his mother country, mother continent, drop bombs on innocent men, women, and children. They'll sick a man like Clarence Thomas on you and I, who could intervene in critical matters, but he remains silent. They'll sick these old times on our people because the white man knows that naturally you are the mother and father of civilization and they can't handle you and I. And so they try to sick some of those who look like us but got the mindset of this cold, blue-eyed Caucasian devil. And I'm here to tell you on behalf of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz that we don't give a damn how many of these bootlicking times you try to sick on us. We'll be like a lion in the middle of a pack of jackals. That pack of jackals might jump on us, but in the end, you're going to see jackals tossed to the left, to the right, to the east, to the west. You're going to see us throwing jackals all around the place. You're going to see us throwing these toms all up and down the hills of North America. We ain't backing down from you toms like we ain't backing down from you Caucasian devils. That's what time it is, black man and black woman. It's time to be strong as we make our move to build a nation of our own. We make our march to build a nation of our own. You can't let the anger that you had for Brother Troy Davis die out. So many of you were upset. You were hurt. You were frustrated that this enemy of yours, that's what I'm trying to drive that home, this enemy of yours would execute a man who was clearly, at the very least, full of doubt in his case. Clearly, at the very least, he should have just, served his time or what have you. Many of you were hurt. You were upset. You were angry. You were pissed off. You were calling me. I if you can remember Black Power Radio that night, I myself hurt, upset, pissed, angry. Some of you called me. You tried to get in touch with me that night and tell me how angry you was that this 400-year-old enemy of yours would do something like that to Brother Troy Davis. And I'm here to tell you, don't let that anger die out. Don't you get so comfortable in the hells of North America in doing your daily routines, in just going to work and going to school and taking care of your babies and taking care of yourself that you forget about the suffering of your people. Don't you get so comfortable in the hells of North America that you forget about those of us who was out here dying in these streets at the hands of these brute beast police, these pigs out here that's killing our people on a daily and consistent basis. And ain't nothing being said about it. These damn courts is calling it justifiable homicide. Justifiable homicide. Well, how is it that the pigs are able to execute our people in a position of justifiable homicide for the people who have suffered for 400 years, who have been the worst educated, who have the worst health care, who have the worst human conditions, the worst community conditions, and no self-control and no self-respect in the community? How is it that we are not able to justifiably have a homicide against our enemies? How is it that when a man like Troy Davis stand up to overthrow his enemy, if that's what happened allegedly, and if he put the heat to some pigs, that you execute him, that you strap him to a little plastic gurney and fill him full of chemicals, full of illegal chemicals? There need to be somebody that organizes about that the chemicals that are used in the lethal injection process are illegal chemicals. How is it that he can be tried and murdered and assassinated, but that when your police force, your pigs in the hells of North America, when they murder and assassinate a man like Oscar Grant, when they murder and assassinate a man like Sean Bell, when they murder and assassinate countless black men and black women in the hells of North America, it's justifiable homicide. You better wake your black self up, black man and black woman. Wake the hell up. Stand the hell up and see what's going on. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, he's not organizing our people in the manner that he's organizing us in just because he wants some kind of fame and fortune. This black man is already an attorney. Black man already on Johnny Cochran status. Let me tell you something. Johnny Cochran, with all respect to our elder and ancestor, he became famous most notably for his case with O.J. But Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz had been known well off into the late 80s and early 90s. Passed his bar on the first time. He ain't doing this because he want to be famous and because he want to be all before the limelight and before the cameras. We in the new Black Panther Party, I myself ain't doing this because I want to be famous. I'm not going through all this hell and turmoil and his tribulations with these pigs and security searches at airports and Homeland Security and FBI, CIA agents, snitches, stitches, fools, and all everything else, itches with a B and whatever, just to be famous and have some kind of lights and glitz and glamour. Ain't no glitz and glamour with this thing outside of what the Black Nation give you. We're not loved by the enemy, brother and sister. We're not loved we're not receiving no hand claps, you know, by no prominent people. They hate our guts. And guess what? If they hate our guts, they hate your guts. Because we are Black men and women who have been determined to stand up and represent the rights of Black people. We ain't done nothing wrong outside of the fact that we want a decent life for Black people. We want a decent way of living for Black people. We say that if Black people are going to work on the jobs, that they should have decent wages, that they should be exposed to the same kind of benefits that those in the white power structure, the corporations, receive. How is it that your people build a nation? Your people build a country? Your people, from your sweat of your brow and the muscle of your back, your women forced to lay down and give birth to mulatto and mixed children, forced and raped, forced to have sex with the slave master, forced to wash the slave master's woman's back and wash underneath her breast and wash her up, forced to take care of the slave master and the Black man, dehumanize his balls cut off. Pardon me if you can't take it, but it's real. His manhood stripped of him, separated from his family, separated from his home, separated from his language, separated from his knowledge and that which is his godhood. All of that happened to him. But yet, you don't feel like you have a place in this society, that like the ground that you walk on ain't yours? How is it that you don't feel like you deserve that which those who is on Wall Street and those who is at Colgate, those who are at Coca-Cola, those who is, you know, in these corporate positions, how is it you don't feel like you deserve that? How is it that you are satisfied with a broken home, a broken marriage, a broken family, a broken existence? How is it that you're satisfied with the conditions of our community being so ravaged and so poor and so depressed and dissatisfied? How are you happy like this? And your people built everything. And these white folks, these same racist white folks, and I ain't just talking about no Ku Klux Klan and no Nazis, no neo-Nazis and those with hoods. I'm talking about those in them same corporations who are just as racist. They are the brothers and sisters of those that you see with them hoods on. How is it that you feel like they deserve all of that? They deserve everything that they're getting, but you feel like you don't deserve. You just satisfied with working some menial little job, having some menial little weak-ass check, some menial little position, and your position, your station in life is just not to upset white folks, to go along, to get along, to not do nothing, to get fired on your job or get kicked out of school or anything like that. That's the same way Willie Lynch said he was going to rear, his program was going to rear the Black man and Black woman, that he was going to force the Black woman to teach her children not to upset the establishment, that he was going to make the Black man mentally weak and make the Black man hide behind his Black woman, so that when turmoil and trouble came, that the Black man would be hiding somewhere behind the Black woman's skirt, and the Black woman would be forced out front and be forced to take a position of manhood, and that the Black woman or the Black man would be somewhere behind the woman's skirt looking like a little coward, punk, sissy, scared to roar, scared to speak up, and scared to stand up. And that's exactly what we got. That's exactly what we got. And this has been systematic. It has been systematically designed to destroy the black family. Read the book, Destruction of Black Civilization. It is a systematic design to destroy the black family. There has been a systematic attempt to exterminate the black man and black woman. Y'all wonder why we talk the way we talk. You wonder why we walk the way we walk, the way we move the way we move. It's because we see it for what it is. It ain't because we hate. We just hate somebody because of the color of their skin, or we hate somebody because we don't like the way that they smile, the way that they look. Hell no. Our people have been damn near exterminated. You've been put on, we've been put on a course of extermination, genocide. An attempt of genocide has been placed against our people. And you think we don't have a right to be mad as hell, angry as hell? You don't think we have a right to organize against a genocidal maniac attempt to exterminate black life? The new Black Panther Party is in the thick of the fire. And I ain't saying that bragging. I'm saying it like, damn, we need some help. Our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, has said clearly he wants 5,000 more members of the new Black Panther Party, with as many great helpers as we got now in the party, from coast to coast and even internationally. We want to add on top of that 5,000 black men and black women from various points of this country, various stations in life, various tax brackets, various ideologies, various points of view in life. We want to add 5,000 more. And not that we want to add, we're adding 5,000 more to the new Black Panther Party. For you devils listening, I know that makes you piss in your pants. You're angry now. You're angry now at the rise of the new Black Panther Party, trying to constantly say that we're some kind of black KKK, trying to compare the legitimate hurt and pain of a people to the status quo maintenance of the Ku Klux Klan, the white power position, the white nationalism of the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Nation and the Aryan Brotherhood and the neo-Nazis. You have a hell of a nerve to try to, not try, but to compare the new Black Panther Party to these white nationalists and these white racists and those who maintain the status quo and the white power structure. That's like comparing the red man, the red woman, the so-called Indian. That's like trying to compare the Indian warriors like Geronimo and others to Adolf Hitler, something like that. We are people who have been trampled upon and spit on ever since we were brought here to the hills of North America. And so when we resist, when we fight you back, when we mobilize to overthrow your ass, then you get mad and say, well, we're practicing reverse racism. We're practicing some type of version of black supremacy. Yeah, well, hell, ain't nothing wrong with the black being supreme if it's righteous. If the black man and black woman gonna be on, let me tell some of you brothers and sisters who's kind of cowardly and weak about that. Somebody got to be on top. If the white man is on top, the racist white man, the power structure is on top and it's embedded in the system, that's white supremacy. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care if they say, well, I'm not a racist. I'm pretty cool, and some of my best friends are black. I don't care if it's one of them kind of white folks or if it's the kind of white man that says he got a hood on his head and he want to hang niggas from a tree. No matter how you slice it, somebody's going to be on top, and somebody's going to be on the bottom. And according to how the history is read, according to how our people predicted it to come out, it was said that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That the head, after our sojourn of 400 years, that the head would become the tail and the tail would become the head. So you are already on the bottom. It is your divine destiny as a black man and black woman to build for yourself. And it can be done. It's being done. If the Palestinians are able to overthrow and fight off the Israeli occupants who are trying to set up an illegitimate settler colony on Palestinian land. If the so-called Indians are able to recoup and bounce back from the genocidal attack of the Caucasian white man, Christopher Columbus, who some of you fools celebrated a few days ago, and the British and English settler colonies. If the so-called the Chinese man, Japanese man can bounce back from the illegal attacks of Vietnam and Hiroshima, then hell, us, the black man and black woman, the original man and original woman, you already know we not only going to bounce back, we going to bounce forward too. We're going to bounce back and bounce forward too. The sons and daughters of Africa, out of everything that they have tried, every plan that they have derived, everything that they've put in our path, they haven't destroyed us yet. We come from a long lineage of people who, in one definition, when you mention the name Shabazz, as you hear our chairman's last name, Malik Zulu Shabazz, as you heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad break it down and heard some of our ancients before him break it down, when you talk about Shabazz, you're talking about something that's indestructible. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's indestructible. You can, as they say, you can destroy the body, but you cannot destroy this black nation. So now it came out in the statistics that these racist white folks, the white man and woman, are now the minority in America, that you're being outpopulated, that the more that the black man and black woman and that indigenous and melanated people have sex and make love and reproduce and procreate in the earth, that represents the destruction of the white man and white woman. And so what they're doing now is they're giving these white women pills and they're giving them medicines to speed up the reproduction of the white race, the white man and white woman. You say, why all this talk about white and black? Because that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Some of you who even sympathize with them, you don't have the power to overthrow the white power structure. See, it's bigger than just some little cat on your block because some little white boy live in your hood. You're on the same job. It's bigger than all that. We're talking about a racism and a hatred that is embedded in the system, in the fabric of America, a corruption that is in the very nature and core of this establishment in America, that no matter who is president, whether Barack Hussein Obama is president, no matter if George W. Bush is president, or William H. Clinton is president, or Ronald Reagan is president, or even if you could dig up and bring back old Snake Charmer, John F. Kennedy is president, William Coolidge, even George Washington, no matter who you put in the White House, it will always remain the White House. They will always, as long as this racist fabric of America stands the way that it is, they will always operate off of the same standard, the same script, the same playbook. So now they're promoting this Herman Cain. They're promoting these other little races coming up. They're promoting members of the Tea Party. They had one that got caught out there. See, y'all think I'm playing when I call them racist. They had one that got caught out there, and he had a ranch. And for several years, at the top of his ranch, he had this boulder called Niggerhead. Niggerhead on his ranch. And he had nerve to be running for office. We're not just making this stuff up, brothers and sisters. We're telling you the actual truth about the core of America, the fabric of the society that we live in, and why the black community is in the condition and position that it's in. And so the New Black Panther Party, in the spirit of tradition, in the spirit of struggle, in the spirit of freedom fighting, with the teachings of the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and the guidance of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, we have a 10-point platform that serves and speaks to the basic needs of black people, but it is only good if it is activated upon. This is especially a, a message to every member that is presently active in the new Black Panther Party. Just having a 10-point program don't mean a damn thing. Just saying, point number one, we want freedom, we want the power to practice self-determination, the destiny of all black community. That don't mean a damn thing. If you ain't out here consistently struggling against those who's keeping you away from freedom, those that's keeping you away from self-determination, those that's keeping you away from determining the destiny of black people in your black community, it don't mean a damn thing. He's out there talking about we want full employment for our people and this, that, and we want our people to be exempt from taxes and all this. It does not mean a damn thing. If you're not willing to struggle against those that are keeping your people from employment, keeping your people from decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings, the people who are out here, them racist demagogues that are out here sending your people to war to fight a corporate war that has nothing to do with you and my people. Don't mean a damn thing. Got to begin to get active on the program. For those that are not active, for those that are active, we got to intensify our activity. We got to solidify this Day of Action movement and this united front for the liberation of black people, and you solidify it into the hearts and minds of our people here in the hills of North America and abroad. Got to begin to seek up some of this land to call our own. Buy some damn real estate and put a damn black power fist up on that real estate if you want to. A red, black, and green flag up on your property if you want to. We got to struggle. We got to fight to survive, because if you don't, more hurricanes are going to pop up. More bootlicking times are going to pop up. And you know the white man who has not changed in 6,000 years ain't going to change a damn thing for you and I. That's what the new Black Panther Party is talking about. That's what we're pushing for. So when you see us out here, and I'm going to take a few calls in the last remaining 10 minutes. When you see us out here, don't think we out here tripping. When you see Dr. Shabazz out here going to battle, a prominent attorney going to war against the white power structure, using everything that he's learned in law school for the liberation of black people, putting it on the line, though. Putting it on the line. See, some of you, when we call you out to come to our meetings, come to the events, come to the formations, come to the trainings, come to the summits, come to the seminars, come to the conferences, come to struggle in the streets. Some of you talking about, I can't go because of the job. My job won't let me go. My boss said I'll get written up if I go. And here you got Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and countless other members of the new Black Panther Party who work, and they out here, and we out here struggling on the front lines. You don't think that other freedom fighters had to take care of their families? You don't think Minister Malcolm X had to take care of his family, and Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, who had sons, had to take care of his family and a wife? And you don't think they had to take care of their families? Those who did a spiritual, you don't think that Moses and Jesus and Abraham and Muhammad and even Buddha and whoever else, you don't think they'd take care of their families? Hell yeah, they'd take care of their families. Hell yeah, they needed money to survive and currency to survive. They had to do what they had to do to get to point A to point B. Sometimes they went hungry. Sometimes they didn't have nothing in their pockets. But the ultimate sacrifice of fighting for a cause that is greater than yourself, and fighting for a people who are the greatest people of any people on the planet Earth, but who have been destroyed by an open enemy. The cause of liberating our people is greater than your job. It's greater than my job. It's greater than your damn school. It's greater than our personal self-wants and self-desires. It's greater than all of that. Because if you don't sacrifice, if you're not willing to sacrifice and not willing to struggle to have better and to have more, to produce something better than what we have presently, then that same enemy that put some of my people on them slave ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, the ship named Jesus and all that, whatever, them same people who did all that would do it a damn again, and they'll use these same Uncle Tom Negroes to come smile in your face and shake your hands and walk your ass right on over to the slave ship. Now they done upgraded. You know how you got Windows XP and Windows 7, you got the upgrade? They done upgraded now. They ain't trying to send you and me to no damn slave ship. They preparing damn concentration camps for your ass. And FEMA camps for your ass now. That's what I'm saying. And some of you ones that's out here talking this integration talk, you talking this same mess about we should all just get along and hold hands and hug each other and get along in brotherhood and sisterhood. These are the same ones they're going to use to walk your little silly self over there to that concentration camp. That's why they're packing the prison industrial complex so tight. Because the more people that they can get in prisons, the more people that they can use as slaves, the more people they can pack in the penitentiaries and the jails in the county, the city, and the local jails, the more they can use as slaves. And there's a message to every brother and sister listening, because I know you're listening that's behind bars. Those of you that's in the penitentiaries, and those of you who is in the jails, God damn it, you raise hell in them damn jails. You get the spirit of Attica again. Get the spirit of Attica. Get the spirit of the Georgia prison strikers, and you raise hell in them damn jails. We want freedom for all the innumerous brothers and sisters that are locked down now in the penitentiaries, in the jails, local, county, federal, and state. We want them all free. But until we can get enough strength and black power, enough real people power to organize and get you up out of there like the BLA did Asana Shakur, then if you're behind enemy lines, damn it, raise some damn hell. And for those of you that's behind enemy lines and behind bars on the damn streets, raise some damn hell. I'm going to take some calls here, but for those of you that can join on to this movement, our website is bareactionmovement.org for you can check us out. And all we ask that you do is either email us where you at, your location, your interest, and when you're ready to start at nbpph2@yahoo.com, nbpph2@yahoo.com. And for those of you that can join on with our National Dare Action Movement, our National International Dare Action Movement, are you ready for some real action in the streets, some survival programs in the streets, some people programs in the streets? You ready to talk to some of the dope boys, the gang bangers, and organize into an effective fighting force, and we could put some of these opportunities in their hands and in the regular brother and sister on the block's hand and talk to the educated brother and sister to take that knowledge and talk to the people that ain't got no knowledge? If you can do all that, then you email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Let me go to the phone lines here briefly because I got to make some moves. But let me take the first caller here at 757-349. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Give me your question, your comment. I'm talking about some Herman Cain, Kane, Obama drama, and the new Black Panther Party, Black Power. All right, every code 757-349. We're trying to get you going in here. Your mic is open, Black Power.
I want to talk.
All right, 757-349. One more time, your mic is open. All right, let's keep it moving. Area code 504-432. You already know you're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about Herman Cain, Payne, and Obama drama. Talk black to us, Black Power.
Well, how you doing, Brother Sean? This is Brother Harold.
Hey, I'm doing black-tastic and great, but I'm tired of seeing my people suffer. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, brother. But the only thing I have to say about Herman Cain, look like he the type that keep us in bondage and stuff like that. He's in power to basically keep, basically if they let him become president, he going to be like what Khaled would say, a bootlicking, buck dancing, Uncle Tom Negro. His
right.
Interest is not of black people. He's way off. But
I would like to get some newspapers from you all, so I can get a little bit more politically educated. Yes? Yeah, I say he's saying racism don't affect you from doing anything in America. Do you agree with that?
Well, no, I disagree with that. Lots of times, I'm going to say this, Brother Sean, you can have the education and stuff like that. If they decide to hire you, they're going to hire you. If they're not, they're not going to hire you. I mean, I disagree with Herman Cain. Lots of times, this is the cause that many of us have to go out there and do things for ourselves, because on these jobs and stuff, it's rough. It's rough. Sometimes you can have the education, and, you know, like I said before, you're not going to get the job.
That's right.
That's why I said I just basically went along and just did for myself, because I wouldn't have made it on these jobs.
Not to mention the countless white men and women who sometimes is underqualified but first hired, or the black man and woman that's overqualified, they won't let you get on the job.
No, they won't. They won't. You can have all the experience and everything. I mean, see, a lot of people, Brother Sean, I'm going to say this, a lot of people get this confused with racism, like they want to say that the new Black Panther Party is racist. It's a totally different, it's a difference. See, racism, brother, is basically when, I'm going to say, who's the head of the New York Giants up there where you from?
Of the New York Giants?
Yes, I'm just making an example.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now the brother, well, I'm going to say Tom Benson, the owner of the New Orleans Saints. Okay, let's say I want to go up there for a head coaching job, and he see a white person, but here, I'm qualified. I'm the one, I can get the team to the championship, but see, he looking at my skin color, so he going to push me to the side, and he going to put somebody that look like him in power, and he get in there, and he don't do nothing. So that's racism. Racism is power. A lot of people don't understand it.
Yeah, prejudice. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad told us prejudice plus power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What you think the solution is to a man like Herman Cain, a man who's trapped in the white politics and can't maneuver for black people like Barack Obama? What you think the solution is?
I said the solution is, brother, we need to get him out of office and put somebody like Charles Barron or somebody who has our interests at heart, who's really going to go out there and make a difference. But we don't need enough, because this is the cause that we can't get anywhere as black folks. We can't get anywhere because we got all this Uncle Tom bootlicking, buck dancing leadership in office.
Damn right about that, brother. Damn right about that. Get him up out of office, brother. Thank you so much for your call, black man. I'd like for you one day to maybe call. Matter of fact, do it right now if you would. You say you're a brother that do for yourself. You work for yourself.
Yes.
What do you do, black man?
I do a little landscaping.
You're a landscaper, a man after my heart. I landscape too. So maybe you can give your email out, a way people in your area can support your landscaping business.
Okay, well, I have a little number. You know, you can hit me at the cell number right here.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about for the people listening, for people that they want to support.
I don't have my black business.
Give me your business number.
Okay, my business number is right here, my cell number, 504-432-2772.
All right, give me your name.
My name is Brother Harold.
Yeah, Brother Harold, for those of you that's, Brother Harold is you in Louisiana, right?
Yes, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah, for those of you that's in the Louisiana area, you want some professional landscaping done. You want it done right, you want it done effective and efficient. You call Brother Harold at 504-432-2772. And soon we're going to develop a list of the black businesses as we ask you to boycott these non-white businesses, especially on behalf of Brother Troy Davis and other black causes, and to punish your enemy economically. We're going to develop a list of black businesses so that for those of you that are not used to doing it, it's not so hard to find your black business. So get your landscaping done from Brother Harold. Harold, thank you so much, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. And so, brothers and sisters, I mean, the sentiment is clear. The sentiment is clear. We must do for ourselves. In this era of Herman Cain pain, this Barack Obama drama, this slander of our leadership in the new Black Panther Party, I'm going to tell all of you all to remain vigilant, because we not phased at all. I don't know if you all can hear it in my voice or hear it in Dr. Shabazz's voice, or see the new Black Panther Party, but damn, we strong as hell. We ain't phased at all. Tonight, be it the will of God, I'm going to uh, go on the Larry O'Connor show. I think it's called the Stage Right Show. This is 12 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Pacific. You can find it here on Blog Talk Radio. You go into that search bar. If you can't find it, type in Larry O'Connor or the Stage Right Show. I'm going in. This Larry O'Connor, he's the spokesman. I say he's the spokesman for Andrew Breitbart. For those of y'all who don't know who Andrew Breitbart is, this that devil who photoshopped a YouTube video and tried to say that our leader and our general, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, that he was in some kind of march campaigning for Barack Obama, and he thought he had some kind of steal, had this little steal photo of our general in this march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And then Senator President Obama, who was a senator then, this is I think 2007, he was in the march too, and he tried to make it like we was out there campaigning for Obama and trying to make all kind of mess, and you know how they do, trying to make all kind of mischief with it. But by the grace of God, I was able to beat him back. I got a hell of a piece on his behind at DareActionMovement.org. Circulated all around the network. It's all over the place. And now these devils is unseated now. See, used to be a time y'all could spit all on a new Black Panther Party and you would never get no response. But I'm telling you this, as long as you got some soldiers out here, as long as you got some warriors out here, as long as Dr. Shabazz got some lions out here, they're not gonna spit on us. As hard as we working for our people and know that our intentions are just and pure, and you not get a hell of a response in the spirit of the Black Power. You know, us Black Boot crush your ass like Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad would have did. It ain't gonna happen. So that's 12 o'clock midnight tonight for those of you all that can hang with a brother. You know, burn that midnight oil. I'm on fire. I'm not going to sleep. I can't wait to lock horns with this enemy. They have literally ever since before 2007, but really right around 2007, tried to drag us all through the mud, got us locked into these controversies, you know, flagrant voter intimidation, falsified voter intimidation struggles, had us all in and out of court, had Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz all in and out of court, subpoenaed the court. Minister Samir Shabazz, Jerry Jackson, our entire party. I'm talking about the Department of Just Us, the United Snakes Department of Just Us, trying to have us all in court, trying to threaten Attorney Shabazz's law practice, all kind of stuff. U.S. Marshals coming to the damn house, all deep assault weapons and every damn thing, trying to bait our chairman into, you know what I mean, getting him assassinated. This is what goes on that y'all don't hear about. And y'all think we be out here tripping. We ain't tripping. We be on the front lines for our people. And so I'm locking horns with this crack of the night. I'm locking horns with them. And I'm telling you, it's no holds barred. I ain't holding back. I represent Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. He don't hold back. I ain't holding back. That's 12 o'clock, the Stage Right Show. We going in. And I'm challenging Andrew Breitbart. I know he's probably somewhere sitting with his little tail between his legs, letting some grown man touch his behind. I know you're somewhere listening right now. And so I'm challenging you right now on Black Power Radio to come out and debate Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And I'm going to challenge him tonight on the Stage Right Show, live, 12 o'clock. So, again, for those of you all who love us, who know what time it is, and you tired of this situation that our people is in, man, email us and join us. We want 5,000 members. We ain't going to stop till we do it. We want the largest regiment of Black revolutionary militant freedom fighter soldiers who's tired of this oppression and willing to work for change, a real change, not the white power structure change, but a real change in the hells of North America. That's MVPPHQ@yahoo.com to check out what we're doing with our survival programs, being in the streets, us helping our people. You can see some of the things that's constantly updated on a weekly basis. As we're getting together, getting ready for our third website, upgrade the new Black Panther website, newblackpanther.com. Right now, check out DareActionMovement.org. Check out UnitedBlackFront.com or UnitedBlackFront.org. Check us out. You can see us live. You can see what we're doing with the black agriculture, the farms. You can see what we're doing with the community programs. You can see what we're doing with the health care. You can see what we're doing. You can see. We ain't talking about it. We're doing it. And so I'm just out here locking horns with your enemy and my enemy. Ride with your brother. I'm riding with you. We love you. We appreciate you. Stay strong. And God willing, I'll see you all tonight on the stage right show with Larry O'Connor as we lock horns with those producing falsehood and putting falsehood out on us. And it's our job, my job, your job, to bash falsehood till we knock out his brains. I'm your brother, your soldier in arms, your comrade in battle, Sean Quali, right now signing off, saying black power for black people. The call is freedom to death, and black people ain't free. Nobody's free. Black power.
Until the philosophy, which old one race superior and another